It's been good to have Mickey sharing with us these mornings on faith, hope, and love, and some of the things that surround that. So going to ask Mickey to come and share again.
Hola.
¿Cómo están?
Wow, we are increasing in our Spanish. Yeah. So good. God is good. And all the time, God is good. So yeah, first day, Monday, we start doing the introduction about the theme. Yesterday we go into really deep into the faith. What's mean? Pistis coming from Greek and credo from Latin. What's mean? I believe. And today I'm trying to do a parenthesis of one theme that I call fact versus truth. Sorry about my voice. You know, speaking Monday, Tuesday, and singing yesterday is a lot. So somebody said and compare when you speak, when you do a message, you need to practice, I mean, training or just doing your work 12 till 15 hours, 16 hours, and I know that probably Mel, he says sometimes 20 hours for just one message. And I'm thinking in Dr. Valentino that he's speaking every night, taking a while, plus he's a professor in the evangelical, and I ask them sometimes, how do you do? They need to review the assignments, and it's not 5 pages, it's 20 pages, 25 pages for student. How many classes they have? And I say, I like it, but I don't want to be a professor. Definitely no. Yeah, and for me, it's been good talking about this theme, fact versus truth. Do you have any idea about what we are talking about, fact versus truth? No? No. Yeah, well, this is why we are here. We are trying to see what we are talking about and what God wants with this. Okay, so we have here the title, and somebody can help me reading this first verse that we have in the Bible, someone we like. And I agree with Chuck. He said, Mickey is trying to say everybody because of my accent, and sometimes this is too long, and I need to say some. Mary? Okay. Thank you.
Okay, John 5:1-8. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water was stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk."
Amen. Amen. How many say amen? Amen. What do we have here? It was interesting understanding what we have. So understanding that was part of the feast that they were celebrating, Jesus was walking to one place and he saw a person, because this is what the Bible said, talking with him, and he discovered, and we discovered too, that was a man that he could not walk for how many years? 38. Wow. What I see here. So Jesus started talking with him and asking, "Why you didn't do this before?" He said, "He can't. He can't do it. Because when he's trying to do, anybody else came before. What I see here, faith. This is what we are talking. What else? What do you think? Hope. We say yesterday that hope is the perseverance of faith. So 38 years trying to get healed. And what Jesus said, pick up your bedroll and walk. The study, as an introduction, of theology is necessary, but the greatest theological discoveries take place when we get up and decide to put the Word of God into practice. Into practice. We must approach the Word as the unchanging and eternal truth of God that can override any natural fact at any given time. Somebody, I like to work, I like to pray for people, I like to do worship about healing, about the gift of the Spirit. And I have the gift of healing by God's grace and knowledge too, and some others, seeing some experience by the Lord, because Jesus Christ is the same. It's the same. Sometimes we have lack of faith and we are scared to step, to walk on the water. But God, what is trying to ask from us? Faith. We said yesterday, faith is linked by healing. This is what I'm talking about this day, this parenthesis. I want to invite Danielle. We have an experience with her. It's a microphone here.
Should I come up or just use the microphone?
You can come here or over there, whatever you want. For the camera, maybe, yeah?
There we go.
Yeah.
So you want me to share both?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm so loud. Mickey asked me a couple days ago to share two experiences I had with healing, actually. With Mickey. So the first one, we were playing a softball game, and I was in the outfield, and it was a really uneven outfield. And, I mean, I have a history of, like, rolling ankles and things, but I did it, like, it was a good one. Like, I couldn't stand up afterwards. I was just laying in the field. And a number of people came out, and one of them was Mickey. And they were just, like, praying over me. And within a week, it was totally healed. Like, I felt, like, immediate relief, but then it was completely back to normal within a week, which was, like, crazy. So praise God for that. And the other one, we were at church, and Mickey was sharing his message. I don't remember what the message was anymore. But he just kind of stopped partway through, and he was like, there's someone here. There's someone here with, like, pain, you know, in their leg. And, like, I was there like, yeah, that's me, but he's not talking about me. And then he's like, it's like in the tendons back here. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's, yeah. And he's like, you even said like what it was, like sciatic nerve. I was like, oh, he knows sciatic nerve. That's pretty impressive. And then he was like, and it's the left leg. And I was like, okay, that's me. And I had been suffering from sciatic nerve pain for months and months was having this pain. And it gave me trouble to sleep, to walk, all of that. And yeah, he prayed, and I had relief from that, and I haven't had it since. And that was years ago, so. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, thank you. So what is the idea sharing these testimonies is that God is the same. I remember when I was 21 years, I did my DTS, and I met my wife. Where's my wife? She's coming here. Okay, good. Yeah, I need to be careful about what I said because. No, that is right. So I don't know you when you're speaking, and I always ask my first filter is my wife. Do you think that I did good or wrong? What I can improve? I don't know if you do it. The speakers? Yeah, so good. Good for you. Yeah, and absolutely. And I was 21 years, and some people came from Alemania, Germany, and they prayed for me and for others, and they said, in the name of Jesus, we prophesy. Prophesy is talking, yeah, by God's word, saying what will happen in the future. We prophesy word of wisdom, gift, word of knowledge, prophecy, healings, and too many others. And I say, Lord, I don't understand what it is, but I say yes in the name of Jesus. And I receive it. And I believe. One other testimony. The first one was a child, 9 months old, and he was with a fever, said? Fever? 102, makes sense? 104, how is it high? 104? Yeah, and his mother called me and said, Pastor Mickey, please, could you come to pray for my son? And I said, do you take him to the ER? Say, yes, we did it, and they give medicine, and nothing is happening. So when I was in the house, and I asked my wife, and I took one of my friends, this is good. If one lady is calling you, don't go alone. Take one of your friends. And I took one of my friends, and I went with him to pray for this little 9-month-old boy. And he was literally really warm, hot. I touched him, and he was hot, warm, enough. And we start praying for him, and when we finished, his temperature was normal. And his mom said, crying and laughing, he's healed in the name of Jesus. What was the miracle here? They lay hands on him. What was the miracle? Faith. Mom's faith. She went to the ER. She did what is correct. Okay, and then nothing happened. Call pastor. Some people call pastor first. It's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, I don't have any problem if you need to go to the doctor. It's okay. God made doctors too. Of course, Luke and many others. All right? So, this is an amazing testimony of faith. So, if we see this introduction, we said, what about this? What we are approaching? The word is unchanging and eternal truth of God. Next one, Tony, please. It's working? Yeah. Yeah. So, number one. Facts versus truth. What is the fact? You're American, you can explain me better. What is fact? What is the fact? What we see? The fact. Yeah. It's okay? See? You comprende? Okay. You're quiet today. Why? Okay. So, does this approach deny reality? Number one. No. If you're sick, then you're sick and need healing. Of course. This person in the Gospel of John in chapter 5 was for 30 years pursuing healing. And If we read the Bible again, if you can see your Bible again, see there was plenty of people over there. And what the Bible is telling us is just one healing. Don't mention other healing at that time. So this is our problem. I said yesterday that sometimes we have problems or thinking, oh, I need an answer. What God is not healing me and healing others? We were reading as a church, and we will do this next worship every Wednesday with Mel, Philip Yancey book, Prayer, Does It Make Any Difference? He said in this book that we have many answers. I mean, many questions, and we don't have many answers. He also mentioned that people who pray receive answers, but not all the time. For example, he gave an example. He said, one airplane, that will happen, it's reality. 120 people. This airplane crashed and some of the people saved. They got saved. I mean, they don't die, but the rest of the people die. Around 50 people die, and the rest, they don't die. Some of them, 90% were Christian people, praying for safe trip. What is the explanation for that? We have an answer? We want answers, but we don't have. It's God. He knows everything. Okay? So, number two, this does not give us license to travel in an unbalanced and biblical view of faith, where we mistakenly believe that faith denies reality. Okay? Faith does not deny reality, and faith does not deny fact. Number four, faith confirms a higher reality, God's will, to which facts are always subject. So what we are talking here, so fact is somebody is sick. In some people, in some churches in Chile, Pentecostal, and around here too, when somebody is sick, they did the mistake about saying, you are not sick, you are healed. We cannot say that, because if the people is sick, it's sick. This is the fact. Faith do not deny the reality. Never. Always. If you are sick, if you are dealing with something, this is the fact. But the truth can say a different story. Like the song of Casting Crowns. But the voice of truth. The voice of truth. Yes, this is the voice of truth that is telling to me. Next one, Tony. It is extremely easy to complain about the facts and be consumed by the facts and the surrounding situation and lose sight of the higher realm, which is truth. In this way, we need to keep focus on God. Yesterday, we said, is the reason and sense. You remember? Reason and sense. But over on top, what it is? Faith. Faith deny the reality? No. The truth can say a different story. Okay? Please. Fact and truth. Disease. I was talking about this. Fact, number one, sickness is a reality we face. Why? Because it's a result of a living in a fallen world. Sickness. Yes? Truth. What is the truth? Everybody together, all together. Tell your neighbor, Jesus Christ. Again, to the other one, Jesus Christ. Amen. How many of you are with sickness today, disease? How many of you have some disease? I know Mark, sister Jenny. So Mark has been dealing with some virus, we don't know, bacteria, whatever he's, but he's here. We will pray for him. We will be praying for him later again. Pursuing, praying for healing. Okay. Faith versus logic. Next one. What the thinkers, the philosophers are telling to us, logic is the knowledge, is the reason. Something has a reason. All has a reason. I say good reason? Yeah? Faith can see the facts of the situation and still believe. We need to be careful not to let logic get in the way. One more, Tony. All together, faith. What does this mean? Somebody can explain me? What does this mean? Tony?
Logic would say if it happened before, it's going to happen again the same way. If you're sick, you're going to die. Or if you're sick, you take medicine and it'll heal you. Faith says there could be another solution about it.
Yes. Are you agree with Tony's? Are you agree? Could you hear him? Or you want a microphone again? Yeah, microphone. Please, Tony, sorry.
So, logic would say that if it happened this way once, it'll happen this way again. If you have this, if you're sick, you'll die, or if you take this medicine, you'll be healed. But faith lets it that God can heal you even when it doesn't logically seem like he could.
Excelente. You know what I mean, excelente? We improve our Spanish every day. Example of logic, Zechariah. Professor Valentino spoke about this 2 days. And in Luke chapter 1, you can see it. Let's go with this context. Priest in the temple. Yes? Are you agree? He and his wife, Elizabeth, were childless. Elizabeth was not only barren, but she was also past the age of childbearing. Yes? Complication. Yes, this is the fact. Good, Chuck. Yes, I like it. Yeah, we are. It's not easy. This is a little bit, but you're on the way, on track. An angel of the Lord told Zechariah that he and his wife would have a son. Luke chapter 1, 13 to 14. The angel announced an impossibility, a reality that contrasts with natural logic. Number 4, this announcement did not agree with logic. And as a result, Luke chapter 1, verse 18. Who could read this one? Verse 18. It's up there, okay. Everybody together. Yeah. But this is really tragic and comic. He was asking for a miracle. Sometimes we are asking for a miracle, and when God is saying to you, just saying, you don't believe. We don't believe. Amen? Ay, ay, ay. Number 5. There's a difference between asking a logical question, not believing, or simply getting more information. We will see later about this. Zechariah was asking for logic, unbelief. The example of faith, Mary. Number 1, the angel of the Lord, Gabriel, yes, appeared to the young Mary and gave her perhaps an even more impossible announcement than Zechariah. All together, please. Same situation, but more difficult here. No man. After that, what Mary said, are you expecting that I can inspect a baby? Not know any man? What she asked, what she answered? Let me know how this will be. This is the right answer. When God is telling you something, ask him how it could be. Let me know. So by all accounts, this announcement was illogical. Yes? And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. You see? Different reality. Different situation. So we must follow Mary's example when it comes to believing the word of God. Even if it, defies facts, logic, and natural reason, as Tony explained a little bit before. Perfect. I will take you for my next teaching. What do we think? What do we think? What is the Holy Spirit trying to say to us? Look your neighbor again and ask him, ask her, what the Holy Spirit want. What is the Holy Spirit trying to say? Do it. Ask your neighbor. Please. Number five. The result. What is the result of this? All together. Lord. Amen. How many say amen? Amen? Example of logic. Entering the way of faith. Lazarus. this is good. What happened with Lazarus? Died. But before that, he was sick. And what people said, what his sister said, what they want. And what Jesus answered, I will go soon. Okay, he waited a couple of days. And they were desperate. He's dying. And you're saying, I will go soon. It's not about the time. It's not when I want. It's when Jesus wants. This is what I say before when was one person, a paralytic of Bethesda, waiting 38 years. It's not when he wants, it's when God wants. And his timing. So this is what we need to ask him. So Lord, you can ask whatever you want. Lord, why? What I need to learn. Some people say, why to me? I remember first day here, Jake, Mark, and Kate's son was walking, running, and he got a nail on feet. Yeah? A rusty one. This happened to me when I was a child, too. I don't know, 500 or 2 acres running, and I got the nail. God has something with Jake. He has a word for him. Yes? Pursue. Pursue. We prayed for Benjamin last year, yes? Benjamin, you want to explain, Kate, or you would like to? Yeah. What happened? You want a microphone? You need a microphone? A testimony. I told you about we are working with church, with the prayer ministry team. We are around 10, 11 people that we are working together, and we pray for people. We experience healings. We experience prophecy and talking with about people and word of knowledge, wisdom.
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, I guess Ben had broken his arm the first time, and he had broken both bones here in his forearm. And then that healed, and then we were roller skating, and he fell, and he broke the same two bones at the same places. And it was pretty, it wasn't as bad as the first time, but it was still, both bones. And we had gone to the emergency room, and they put it in a temporary splint. And they had said to see the doctor, the orthopedic doctor, in like a few days. And so they hadn't done anything to it. And we had prayed for him as a team. And of course, Mark and I were praying. And when we went into the orthopedic doctor. They were looking at the x-ray from the night that it happened, and they were going to reset it or whatever they needed to do. And I felt the Holy Spirit telling me, ask for another x-ray. And I was like, no, I don't tell the doctor what to do, okay? And I felt very inadequate and silly to try to tell an orthopedic doctor how to do his job. But God gave me the courage to say, you know what, could you do another x-ray before you do anything to his arm? And he's like, yeah, I guess we could. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. And then he got back and he showed me the x-ray. And I wish we had it here, but his bones were perfectly straight, perfectly aligned. And they did cast it, but they didn't have to do anything. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Praise the Lord. And I have the pictures, and I was not thinking to share it today, but tomorrow we can put it on the computer and you can see 3 days difference and how God worked in his healing. And it was amazing because last year we were talking, and Benjamin, how old are you? 10? 10. Last year was 9, yeah? Yes. Yeah. I was on that chair that Yesenia and Larry used to be. And I was seated after service, and Benjamin came, and Emily Hoover sit on the other side to me, and Benjamin was looking to me, and I thought, oh, good. And Benjamin said, I like the camp meeting, he said. Oh, I like too. I like it too. And he said, it's good because you can worship God, you can hear the word, and we can have fun. So all together. All in one. Say, so, yeah, yeah. And I was thinking, when he's leaving? When he gonna leave? Because kids speak to you 2 times or they are leaving, and he stay there with me. And I start paying attention. And at one moment, I think that the Holy Spirit asked me to ask him, so Benjamin, do you remember your testimony about what happened to you? Say, yeah, yeah. So yeah, it was good. And I don't remember all the conversation because it was 1 year ago. And he said, what, do you see that? When you pray for me, when people pray for me, you say, be bold. And I'm bold. This is what he said, Kate, yes? Do you remember? That night, say, when Kate took him, this is what your testimony sharing before, when she took to Benjamin, and Benjamin said, I'm bold. I'm bold because we pray for boldness. And he said, I'm bold. And we were talking about this situation, about COVID. And he said, no man can heal me because that was the Holy Spirit, 9 years old. He told me that. He told me that. And the conversation was very good. And at one moment said, Mickey, even now we can pray for people with COVID and they get healed. They can get healed. He told me that. And I said, yes, Benjamin, you're right. God can do it. Nothing is impossible for him. Are you in agreement with that? How many say amen? Amen. I cannot hear you from there. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And here in the center? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, yeah, we have too many other testimonies. So, number two here, she was focused on the facts, not the supernatural solution standing before her. So we are talking about logic prevented Martha from seeing how a miracle could happen. So number three, Jesus reminds her of the truth. Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God with me? Did I not? And what happened? What happened? Explain me, I don't remember everything. What happened? Raised from the dead. How many say amen? Amen. That was impossible. In the logic, that could not happen. What the disciples said to them. How you are asking us to bring him here? He is He says stinky. Stinky, said? In English? What another word you use for that? He is, what the Bible say, Chuck? He's Ediondo.
Yeah. Whew. That's a better word.
Ediondo in Espanol. Yeah. Feeling versus truth. Next one. Do we always feel healing? It's a question. Sometimes, yes. Most of the time, no. Philip Yancey, in his book, Prayer, Does It Make Any Difference? He shared about his mentor, one of his mentors. He's a sentenced doctor. He experienced in Philadelphia, in one of the hospitals, they connect people when they are sick. They connect people to the machines. Unbelievers and believers, they don't say that, but they know who is a believer. And they said that the most recovery is in people who pray. 90% of the people who is praying recover. Why? Why do you think? They have faith, Jeannie said. What do you think here?
God intervenes.
What else? Testimony about what God is doing. Absolutely. We must live in a place of confidence and conviction that regardless of what we feel or don't feel, we are in Christ and He is in us. Do you trust in Him? Sometimes. We are scared to pray for people, but we are trying to be bold. We have a short video on Lancaster. How many of you know the city of Lancaster? Yes. The main plaza, Marriott Hotel in front. We used to have a prayer station over there with one friend. He is speaking English and I am speaking Spanish. And we put a sign, you need prayer, and the other side, necesitas oración. So the Spanish came to me, and I prayed for them, and he prayed for the Americans. But in one moment, two natives, Indians, brought a lady. She was around 70 years old, 72, I don't remember exactly. And they brought her limping because they saw a sign, do you need prayer? And they came directly to us. And when we pray, after praying, I got my phone, and I record what was happening. I did this because I would like to share with the church. When we share testimonies, what happened? So we increase our faith that God is doing healing. So this, I learned this when I don't know if you know Randy Clark, Global Awakening. I was studying with him on 2013. And they said, this is good to share because increase our faith. And here's the video.
My spine.
What's happened? Tell me to the camera. What's happened to you before? You were limping and?
I was limping and we walked real slow up the hill, didn't we? It hurt. And now it just got a little sting to it. I can walk.
Yeah. God did it. He did it. Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Holy Spirit.
I do have faith. There you
go. I know you do.
Man. Look at her.
Need some music, some salsa.
I can't do that.
I need salsa.
I love it on chips.
She could not walk. She was limping. The natives were, how to say, holding her, helping to walk. What was the sign? So what we need to do, why we are sharing this. We need to be bold. We need to believe that God can do healings. He can do healings. So do we always feel healing, we said? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. We must live in a place of confidence and conviction that regardless of what we feel or do not feel, we are in Christ and He is in us, we said. We don't need to see or feel anything to know that it's God's desire and will to heal someone. His word makes this abundantly clear, living connected to Him. So the disciples asked him, so why do you do this? Why do you do this miracle? Why you pray for people and people got healed? Not always, but when He was feeling. You remember that Jesus Christ was in an intimacy communication with the Lord. And Jesus answered, I do what my Father who is in heaven is telling me to do. So it's not mean that we are going to the hospital in Lancaster and praying for everybody. No. But if you are in front of someone, if the Holy Spirit is telling you, pray with faith, do it, because something is coming. And don't finish the prayer until you can see something. We give up very early. Yes, we pray and amen. Okay, see you later, and we leave. No, if the Lord is telling you, you have communication with Him. How many are agree with me? See, if the Lord is telling you doing something, just wait for the miracle. If the Lord's saying pray in the way to support Him, just do it. We learned yesterday about sozo, the word sozo. What's mean? Save, salvation, heal, and deliverance. Jesus came to save, to sozo the people from their sins. So it's in many ways how we can pray for people. Okay, number four. There are more scriptures in the Bible that refer to trusting God than about feeling God. Questions. Trusting God is not byproduct of feeling. It develops over time in understanding the nature, character, and heart of God toward us and others. We have some questions here. Do you believe there is a higher reality, God's will, that can overcome whatever circumstances you may be facing? Yeah? See? Tell your neighbor, see. This is yes. See. God's will. When I am in front of the person for praying, I ask to the Holy Spirit, what is your will here, Lord? If I feel praying for healing, I will do anyway. I pray for healing because the healing can come from the body or from inside. But if the Lord is saying, just pray in the way for miracle, do it. Just do it. Amen? Second one. What does our pastor, how do you say pastor? Pastor in Jesus look like when we are faced with what seems to be an impossible situation? What Chuck said? Or we are doubting. Good. Die? Yes. It's an old word, yeah? Good. But I comprehend. I see. I'm learning more. What do you think here?
Whether we ask like a disbelieving question or like an inquisitive or like an asking
question. Amen? No? Number three. Do you tend to sense that something is happening when you pray for people? Do you rely on your sense to have faith that something is happening when you pray? Somebody can explain me this? Where's the microphone? Gracias, Tony. Somebody can explain, and we would like to. They are recording, yes? Eric? See? It's hard. No? Tony, again? Oh, cara. Sí. Yeah. It's on? What's on? Push up. Thank you.
Can you hear?
Sí. Wow, powerful. Thank you.
So I would say that this is more of an interactive prayer, and that should be our goal. I think oftentimes it's easy to kind of list off our requests to God and not listen for what he's saying to us, even as we're praying for other people. I just think listening prayer is something that I can do better with in my life, and we have the Holy Spirit, so we have that opportunity to hear from God. It's just we don't always take that opportunity. And I think this kind of is going along with that. Like, are we listening to what God's saying through to us for when we're praying with someone or just in general in our lives, you know? Yeah.
Do you hear what she said? Are you agree with her? What else? Anybody else? No? You remember that I like that people can share thoughts, comments. Read again the number one. Yeah? All is in God's will. Sometimes we don't know that we have the sense, a different sense. How many senses we have? Five. But the Spirit is not a sense, but we need to work in our sense of the Spirit. We call discerning what the Spirit of God is trying to say. Discerning how it could be. We understand why we are praying. Number four. Do you really believe that God wants to heal through you? Why or why not? How many of you have the experience to praying for someone and people got healed? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. How many of you would like to pray for people and people could heal? How many of you? How many of you? Okay, amen. I think everybody. You know what? We all can do it. We all can do it. What do we need?
Why or why not? I've also prayed for people and they died.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm with you. Again.
For the why and the why not, I've also prayed for people when they die. That shakes, shook me.
Because it was like, I was expecting God to do something that he didn't do. But yet, I know the ultimate healing is in heaven. And
yeah.
So it's challenging because that comes back to our reality and our reasoning of the thing and saying, well, if I pray for them to be healed, they should be healed. But then they die. And then it's tough on our logic, at least on my logic. So,
but God's will.
Amen. That's right.
So don't take the healing as you are. This is God. So I remember praying a lot for my father-in-law Mauricio, that many of you know him. Praying for healing. We pray 2, 3, 4 times for healing. I was with him alone praying for healing. And I know that God once healed his heart. I had a dream with him one time. This dream was, I was seated on one bench on the park. It was a lake, beautiful lake. And I was there, and I saw him coming, laughing. You know him, laughing, with 2 big suitcases. And he approached to the lake, and he saw me. He said, hey. I said, Mauricio, what are you doing here? He said, I'm doing a trip, a travel. So where you go? I'm happy. I'm going with these guys, and I'm so happy. And he went into the boat with 2 other persons. He was there, and somebody that was, how to say? Yeah. And 2 or 3 other persons. I cannot see the others. And I say, but are you okay? I'm so happy. I'm ready to go for this journey. He likes trips. And I saw him on the boat and disappear like a fog or something like that. I cannot see him anymore. And I woke up and I say, Lord, what is this? What does this mean? Oh, and I ask him, so when you return, he say, 5 days. I will return 5 days. So I was waiting for returning. So I woke up and I asked the Lord, what this mean? What this dream means? So doing a trip for 5 days and you are taking 2 suitcases, big, not make sense. It's a long way. Yes, long way. So he was happy wherever he's going. So somebody's taking him on a boat. Boat means that somebody's guiding to you. You cannot do it for yourself. Somebody's taking you into the water. Water is the spirit. So heaven, going directly to someone, to a place that you don't know what it is. I don't know if you have the opportunity to watch this Robin Hood movie many years ago when they were in a boat and disappear. Same. 5 days is going to be very fast. Time. Timing. And he passed away in how many months? 5 months, around? 5 months. And what was the healing for his heart? You know Mauricio. He was so... blood in his veins. He was affected for some people, and he was a little bit bitter. And he has the process to forgive to people. And God wanted to heal his heart, and he did. We have the certain that something happened. We have number 5 here. Do you tend to agree with people when they complain or share about their problems? If so, can you imagine making the change in stating positive truth and God's solution about their situations? What do you think? Here's the microphone is here. Last question. Donnie? Please. Por favor.
When we speak about God's will, I thought about the time our son passed away. And we prayed for him. But that last Sunday night, I was going to pray in his bedroom with him. And he said, no, not tonight. He said, I'm going to pray for me. He prayed for me. And that was a great experience. So God's will sometimes isn't always ours. God's plan isn't always our plan. We can trust God, and I do trust God. But sometimes, just like Charlie, he might have prayed for people and he passed, you know? we have to rely on God's will. Yes. And he had a great home going. That was Sunday night. Next morning at 7:30, our son just passed away. Yeah. He told the hospice nurse, her name is Neoma, and he said, I'm going to see my grandma Neoma today. He said, don't send the boys to school. At 7:30, 9 o'clock, he passed on. And, you know, I just praise the Lord, we know where he is. So that's really, folks, sometimes our plans are changed. And we just let that up to the Lord, really. Yes. Thank you.
Amen.
That couple days before he passed away, Saturday and Sunday, people were coming in to say goodbye to him. And he was able to pray for them as well. And we think about his death, but you know, his death really left an impression on his friends. So he was a living testimony, even though he passed away. He was able to let them know what he believes. So we were thankful for that.
Yeah, and he was 37 years old. Now he'd be 60. And, well, you know, time makes changes. It's God's will. Thank you.
Too many testimonies. God still doing healing. The word for heal, salvation, healing body, and deliverance, spiritual, in the spiritual sense. So we don't need to have any doubt about what God wants to do with us. So for those who want to receive healing, the gift of healing, stand. Lift your hand. Some of you say, I want to pray for people. And people got healed. Lift your hand if you want to pray for people. How many more? Amen. Stand up. Those who believe. And I don't say that the others don't believe. No. And I'm going to pray. And if you need any special prayer, we want to pray also later. When you are dismissed for Mark, and if anybody else needs some special prayer, we want to pray. So pray now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray. It's too many things that we don't understand. We talk about fact, truth, logic. Sense, reason. Give us faith, Lord. We profess a faith. We want to see your glory in this church. We want to see not just the proclamation of the gospel. We want to see the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in this place. How many say amen? We say, Lord Jesus, we are in your hands. And I know that this church is still alive for your grace, by your grace. And will increase the faith because of you. I know, Lord, that you are here. I have the certainty that you are here. We will see the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in this church every day, anytime, everywhere. United Science Church. In the name of Jesus, pick up your bedroll and walk. Pick up your bedroll and walk in the name of Jesus. And for those who want to receive the gift of healing, receive it in the name of Jesus. This is what the Bible said. They will pray for you. For receiving the gift. Even if you are asking, receive the gift of healing in the name of Jesus. Now. But the first thing that you need to receive is to be humble. Be humble and be bold in the name of Jesus. United Southern Church, be bold in the name of Jesus. We are a church with history. We are a church with many years. Many people are coming to this church and going to other churches and not being a blessing for too many others. Being a blessing for many others. So now, as a church, we say, Lord, we want you here. We say, Lord, you are here. We want you here. We repent for our sins. And we say, Lord Jesus, you are here. You are here. Receive the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Receive the faith. Receive the gift of faith in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. As the last thing that I want to say is, I like to read. I was not good for reading, I confess. But reading all the books that I have to do, I make a shelf for me, a big one. And it's pretty full with books. Some of the books is outside now. I cannot put it in. Plus what I have in Kindle. And I was reading the Blue Book, United Zion Church, not Kelly Blue Book, the Blue Book of United Zion Church. Amazing stories of healing. Amazing stories of growing. Amazing stories of what God was doing. Revivals. People told me, United Southern Church every night, not just 1 week, 2, 4, 5 weeks in a row. Revivals. And even Donnie told me that when he was 16 years old, he received a prophecy. What was that prophecy? That he will be a song leader. Prophesy. 16 years ago? I don't want too many. He was 16 when somebody prayed for him and say, you will be a song leader in the name of Jesus. Let's do it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus Christ is the same. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Mark, we want to pray if you need prayer.